The U.S. isn't the only country debating the relationship between heated political rhetoric and violence. Israel, too, is struggling with matters of racism, freedom of expression, and dissent. Caught in the middle is the country's prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has the story from Jerusalem.
It's been a bad few weeks for Bibi, as Israel's prime minister is known here. He's being attacked on the left. Opposition leader Tzipi Livni is blaming the Netanyahu government for what she calls a wave of evil that's sweeping the country. She's referring to a recent parliament proposal to investigate human rights groups and left-wing organizations that oppose the Israeli occupation of the West Bank. And on the right, Netanyahu's own foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, publicly attacked members of the prime minister's party for not being right-wing enough. Analysts here warn of a serious conflict brewing, not between Israelis and Palestinians, but between Israelis on the left and right. Regularly, in the Israeli press, words like fascism and racism are used to describe some of the policies under consideration by the government. Yaron Israhi is a left-leaning political scientist from Hebrew University.
I was born in Israel over 70 years ago. I don't remember a period where people would feel that speaking openly against the occupation, against racism directed to Israeli Arabs, is a dangerous thing. In Israel, it is a dangerous thing.
Israhi says he and many other political analysts receive regular threats just for expressing their opinions. Gadi Wolfsfeld is also a professor of political science at Hebrew University. He says many here blame Netanyahu for not doing more to temper rhetoric that could provoke political violence among Israelis.
Once again, he has stood on the side as the flames of hatred are rising. And, I think violence is inevitable at this point.
Wolfsfeld says Israelis are polarized, and they aren't sure anymore what Netanyahu stands for. His only real achievement, Wolfsfeld says, has been his ability to keep his coalition government intact.
When all you do is technical moves, you know, give the Haredim this, give Labor that, give the religion, you know, when all you're doing is trying to keep alive, in the end it may kill you because you have no vision, you don't have any momentum.
A recent poll shows that Netanyahu's popularity is at an all-time low. Only 34% think he's doing a good job. And so Netanyahu has found himself in the uncomfortable position in recent weeks of having to do damage control. Here he is speaking at a news conference given to the foreign press.
The assumption that Israel is moving to a bad place. No, compare it. Look, you have to ask, where is the government going? All right? Because we are committed, and I'm committed, to Israel as a Jewish and democratic state with its democratic values.
The prime minister is also facing increasing problems in the international arena. Relations with former ally Turkey are terrible. This week, Turkey's prime minister said that Netanyahu's government is the worst in Israel's history. European diplomats here have expressed concern that the moves to monitor human rights groups could endanger Israel's democracy, and peace talks with the Palestinians are at a complete standstill. The international community is growing ever more restive over the issue of Jewish settlements in occupied territory. A European Union report released this week recommended harsh measures against settlers and settlements in East Jerusalem. Netanyahu, again speaking at the Foreign Press News Conference, insisted that he is a man who can make peace.
No coalition considerations will prevent me from pursuing a peace that I believe in. And I'll tell you something else. I think that if I bring a peace agreement, which means that I believe in the agreement that I will sign, I think that I will bring the support of the Israeli public. I don't think I know that.
But it seems unlikely that the Palestinians will agree to resume negotiations anytime soon. Netanyahu blames them for the collapse of the talks. The Palestinians say Israel is the one making negotiations impossible. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.